anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the book of Psalms, Psalm 42, beginning at verse 1. As the deer longs for streams of water, so I long for you, O God. I thirst for God, the living God. When can I go and stand before him? Day and night, I have only tears for food, while my enemies continually taunt me, saying, "Where is this God of yours?" My heart is breaking as I remember how it used to be. I walked among the crowds of worshipers, leading a great procession to the house of God, singing for joy and giving thanks, and the sound of a great celebration. Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God. Now I am deeply discouraged, but I will remember you, even from distant Mount Hermon, the source of the Jordan, from the land of Mount Mizar. I hear the tumult of the raging seas as your waves and surging tides sweep over me. But each day the Lord pours his unfailing love upon me. And through each night I sing his songs, praying to God who gives me life. O God, my rock, I cry, why have you forgotten me? Why must I wander around in grief, oppressed by my enemies? Their taunts break my bones. They scoff, "Where is this God of yours?" Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God. All of Psalm 42. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for the opportunity for us to spend time one-on-one with you every day of our lives. Thank you, Lord, for the fact that you'll take as much time with us as we'll take with you. And Lord, thank you for how that your word pours grace, peace, power, light, joy, strength, and encouragement into our hearts, our minds, our lives more and more. Thank you for the fact that your word is a wonderful, wonderful gift in so many ways to our lives. Help us with every passing day to fall more in love with you and with your word, and empower us to be much more faithful hearers and doers of your word. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Mark Ose. Mark is going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Dear Lord God, thank you so very, very much for allowing us to represent you here on the air and everywhere that we go. By calling ourselves Christians, we are lifting ourselves up, and people are looking to us and making judgments about what Christianity means and who you are. And God, I just pray that you would help us to do the best at that we can do day by day. Give us the grace to represent you well, I pray, in Jesus' name. And Lord God, I thank you that you are such an awesome God. The more we learn about you, the more amazing it is apparent that you are. And Lord God, I pray that our learning would continue throughout our lives until that day that you call us home or send Jesus back to bring us home. And God, we just thank you for allowing us to be your children. And I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mark. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. As we often do, we want to share an article. And this is one we've shared on a number of occasions or told you how to get it. It's entitled Kingdom Prayers, Part 2, and it's a prayer tool. It has about a dozen or so Bible-based prayers. And keep in mind, everybody can use help in their prayer life. Absolutely everyone. And this is a prayer tool to do just that. In fact, it's a tool not only to help us, but also a tool that the Holy Spirit can use to set our prayer lives on fire. And we're wise to seek to be committed prayer warriors. The Word of God tells us, pray without ceasing. Well, we're wise to pray and ask the Lord to teach us how to do that, and empower us by his Holy Spirit to do just that. So again, the title of the article is Kingdom Prayers. What difference did it make that I prayed today? And what difference did it make what I prayed for? Did it make a difference at all? Allow me to respond. I'm glad you asked. It made and makes all the difference in the world. Because you prayed, and specifically because you prayed certain kingdom kind of prayers, for example, the Lord's Prayer, Isaiah's prayer found in Isaiah 6:8, the prayer of Jabez, Solomon's prayer for wisdom, Paul's prayer in Acts 9:6, etc. These kinds of things may often happen. God will put you on people's hearts who otherwise may not have you on their mind. People may seek you out specifically to ask you for prayer or for wisdom. A unique opportunity for ministry just drops in your lap, quote unquote, out of the blue. Opportunities to minister to and bless people come up regularly. These and other miraculous things will happen because you asked. Not only is God willing to answer these kinds of prayers, He's looking for disciples who will pray this way daily, and He'll use them to do miraculous things. The following are several prayers that are based on the Word of God. I would encourage and challenge you to pray them daily. And as you do, God will use you more and more to be a much greater blessing to the world because you asked Him. Prayers from the Word of God are based on the Word of God to use daily. Praying these daily will help you to become more and more the fruitful vessel in the hands of the Holy Spirit God would have you to be. And the first one is a prayer for salvation. So if you're listening now and you've never received Christ as Lord and Savior, today is a good day. A great day to be saved, or you can pray it as a rededication prayer. Would you pray it with us even now? Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I recognize that I've sinned and done wrong. I repent of all the sins I've ever done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. I do believe that you died on the cross to pay for my sins. And I believe that 3 days later, you rose from the dead so that I could be saved. Thank you, Lord, for loving me enough to die for me. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Make me the person you want me to be. You said in your word that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord Jesus, save me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Thank you for saving me. And I now confess I'm a child of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, please get in touch with us. My email is joseph@afr.net. We would like to share with you some literature that will help you to grow in your new walk with the Lord. Prayer number two is the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Prayer number three is the prayer of Jabez. Thank you, Lord, for all those that are part of our listening family and all those who've lifted up in prayer today. Lord, bless each and every one of us indeed. Expand each of our territories. Cause your hand to be mightily upon each one of us. Keep us from evil, that we may not cause pain. In Jesus' name, amen. The fourth prayer is praying the Ten Commandments. Thank you, Lord, for all those that are part of our listening family. Thank you for us as the church. And thank you, Lord, for us as a nation. Help us, Lord, as believers, as the church, and as a nation, to put you first. Help us to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us to not murder. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to not steal. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. And then the fifth prayer is a prayer like Solomon prayed in 1 Kings chapter 3, a prayer for wisdom. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Lord, on this day, give each one of us the wisdom to be the person you've called each one of us to be in the name of Jesus. Help and guide us by your Holy Spirit to do and be the best we can be today. In Jesus' name, amen. The next prayer is the prayer of Isaiah, based on a prayer that Isaiah prayed in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. Here I am, Lord. I'm available. Send me this day to do your will. Send me this day on many miracle missions in Jesus' name. Amen. Then the next one is a prayer like the prayer Paul prayed right after he got saved. Lord, here I am. What do you want me to do this day in Jesus' name? A wise prayer to pray every day of your life. Number 8. Here's a prayer similar to the prayer King Jehoshaphat prayed in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 12. Lord, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. Deliver us from this present evil and from the evil one. In Jesus' name, amen. Then prayer number 9 is Psalm 91. Thank you, Lord, for all the believers that are part of our listening family, and thank you for all those we've lifted up in prayer today. Today we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and so we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Today we say of the Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress. Our God, in you do we trust. Surely you deliver us from the fowler's snare and from the noisome pestilence. You cover us with your feathers, and under your wings do we trust. Your truth is our shield and buckler. And so we are not afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor for the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked. Because we have made the Lord our refuge, even the Most High habitation, no evil will befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. For you give your angels charge over us to keep us all our ways. They bear us up in their hands, lest we dash a foot against a stone. We tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent. We trample underfoot. Because we have set our love upon you, therefore you deliver us. You set us on high because we have known your name. We call upon you and you answer us. You are with us in trouble. You deliver us and honor us with long life. You satisfy us and show us your salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. And then prayer number 10. And by the way, if you're not praying Psalm 91, especially every day, I hope you'll start today, because it's a very wise and productive prayer for God to bless your health and for supernatural protection as well, Psalm 91. Prayer number 10, the high priestly prayer that Aaron prayed. Thank you, Lord, for all those we've lifted up in prayer today and all those that are part of our listening family. Lord, may the Lord bless and keep each and every one of you and each of us. The Lord make his face shine upon you and all of us and be gracious to you and us all. Lord, lift up your countenance upon us all and give us your peace in Jesus' name. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel and I will bless them. In Jesus' name, amen. Drawn from the book of Numbers, chapter 6, verses 24 through 27. And then finally, then, of course, I'll just pray one of these two. The last one is a prayer a husband can pray for his wife daily, or a prayer the wife can pray for her husband daily. And it's a productive prayer to pray daily for your spouse. Thank you, Lord, this day for the gift my wife is to me, to our family, to the church, and the kingdom of God in Jesus' name. Lord, bless my wife, Birdie, today. Indeed, expand her territory. Cause your hand to be mightily upon her. Keep her from evil that she may not cause pain in Jesus' name. Lord, help me this day to be the full blessing to her that you'd have me to be in Jesus' name. Fill her day today with joy, peace, grace, and encouragement. Help her to walk in your love, your joy, and your peace. Help her to spend the time in your word and in prayer that you would want her to today in Jesus' name. Help her to put you first this day. Help her to make no graven images. Help her to not take your name in vain. Help her to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Help her to honor her father and her mother. Help her to value life. Help her to not steal. Help her to not commit adultery. Help her to tell the truth. Help her to not covet in Jesus' name. Power this day to fulfill all the call of God upon her life this day. And help her to live today as the living sacrifice you'd have her to be in her life. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. We'll be right back.
From getting through, we do. that you could see it all made new. We do. Is all creation growing? Is a new creation coming?
Andrew Peterson with Is He Worthy? Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Just to finish the prayer that we didn't quite finish on the other side of the break. Father, thank you again for my wife, Birdie. Father, empower her this day to fulfill, much more so to fulfill all the call of God upon her life this day. Help her today to more and more to live as the living sacrifice you'd have her to be and to walk fully in your will. Thank you for hearing my prayer. And dear Lord, bless her and keep her in the name of Jesus. Make your face to shine upon her and be gracious to her. Lift up your countenance upon her and give her your peace. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, that's a prayer for a husband to pray for his wife. And of course, the next prayer is a wife's prayer, daily prayer for her husband. So again, if you'd like to get a copy of this prayer tool called the Kingdom Prayers that has, about a dozen Bible-based prayer, simply email us, joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get it to you. Again, joseph@afr.net, and ask for the Kingdom Prayers prayer tool. We pick up reading through the Word of God in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 10, starting at verse 6. Then King Rehoboam discussed the matter, starting at verse 5, Rehoboam replied, "Come back in 3 days for my answer." So the people went away. Then King Rehoboam discussed the matter with the older men who had counseled his father Solomon. "What is your advice?" he asked. "How should I answer these people?" The older counselors replied, "If you are good to these people and do your best to please them and give them a favorable answer, they will always be your loyal subjects." But Rehoboam rejected the advice of the older men and instead asked the opinion of the young men who had grown up with him and were now his advisors. "What is your advice?" he asked them. "How should I answer these people who want me to lighten the burdens imposed by my father?" The young men replied, "This is what you should tell those complainers who want a lighter burden. My little finger is thicker than my father's waist. Yes, my father laid heavy burdens on you, but I'm going to make them even heavier. My father beat you with whips, but I will beat you with scorpions." 3 days later, Jeroboam and all the people returned to hear Rehoboam's decision, just as the king had ordered. But Rehoboam spoke harshly to them, for he rejected the advice of the older counselors and followed the counsel of his younger advisors. He told the people, "My father laid heavy burdens on you, but I'm going to make them even heavier. My father beat you with whips, but I will beat you with scorpions." So the king paid no attention to the people. This turn of events was the will of God, for it fulfilled the Lord's message to Jeroboam, son of Nebat, through the prophet Ahijah from Shiloh. When all Israel realized that the king had refused to listen to them, they responded, "Down with the dynasty of David. We have no interest in the son of Jesse. Back to your homes, O Israel. Look out for your own house, O David." So all the people of Israel returned home, but Rehoboam continued to rule over the Israelites who lived in the towns of Judah. King Rehoboam sent Adoniram, who was in charge of forced labor, to restore order, but the people of Israel stoned him to death. When this news reached King Rehoboam, he quickly jumped into his chariot and fled to Jerusalem. And to this day, the northern tribe of Israel have refused to be ruled by a descendant of David. 2 Chronicles chapter 11. When Rehoboam arrived at Jerusalem, he mobilized the men of Judah and Benjamin, 180,000 select troops, to fight against Israel and to restore the kingdom to himself. But the Lord said to Shemaiah, the man of God, "Say to Rehoboam, son of Solomon, king of Judah, and to all the Israelites in Judah and Benjamin, this is what the Lord says, do not fight against your relatives. Go back home, for what has happened is my doing." So they obeyed the message of the Lord and did not fight against Jeroboam. Rehoboam remained in Jerusalem and fortified various towns for the defense of Judah. He built up Bethlehem, Etam, Tekoa, Beth-Zur, Soko, Adullam, Gath, Maresha, Ziph, Adoraim, Lachish, Azika, Zora, Aijalon, and Hebron. These became the fortified towns of Judah and Benjamin. Rehoboam strengthened their defenses and stationed commanders in them, and he stored supplies of food, olive oil, and wine. He also put shields and spears in these towns as a further safety measure. So only Judah and Benjamin remained under his control. But all the priests and Levites living among the northern tribe of Israel sided with Rehoboam. The Levites even abandoned their pasture lands and property and moved to Judah and Jerusalem, because Jeroboam and his sons would not allow them to serve the Lord as priests. Jeroboam appointed his own priests to serve at the pagan shrines where they worshiped the goat and calf idols he had made. From all tribes of Israel, those who sincerely wanted to worship the Lord, the God of Israel, followed the Levites to Jerusalem, where they could offer sacrifices to the Lord, the God of their ancestors. This strengthened the kingdom of Judah, and for 3 years they supported Rehoboam, son of Solomon, for during those years they faithfully followed in the footsteps of David and Solomon. Rehoboam married his cousin Mahalath, the daughter of David's son Jeremoth, and of Abihail, the daughter of Eliab, son of Jesse. Mahalath had 3 sons, Jeush, Shemariah, and Zaham. Later, Rehoboam married another cousin, Maacah, the granddaughter of Absalom. Maacah gave birth to Abijah, Atai, Ziza, and Sholomith. Rehoboam loved Maacah more than any of his other wives and concubines. In all, he had 18 wives and 60 concubines, and they gave birth to 28 sons and 60 daughters. Rehoboam appointed Maacah's son Abijah as leader among the princes, making it clear that he would be the next king. Rehoboam also wisely gave responsibilities to his other sons and stationed some of them in the fortified towns throughout the land of Judah and Benjamin. He provided them with generous provisions, and he found many wives for them. 2 Chronicles chapter 12. But when Rehoboam was firmly established and strong, he abandoned the law of the Lord, and all Israel followed him in this sin. Because they were unfaithful to the Lord, King Shishak of Egypt came up and attacked Jerusalem in the 5th year of King Rehoboam's reign. He came with 1,200 chariots, 60,000 horses, and a countless army of foot soldiers, including Libyans, Sukkites, and Ethiopians. Shishak conquered Judah's fortified towns and then advanced to attack Jerusalem. The prophet Shemaiah then met with Rehoboam and Judah's leaders, who had all fled to Jerusalem because of Shishak. Shemaiah told them, "This is what the Lord says, you have abandoned me, so I am abandoning you to Shishak." Then the leaders of Israel and the king humbled themselves and said, "The Lord is right in doing this to us." When the Lord saw their change of heart, he gave this message to Shemaiah: "Since the people have humbled themselves, I will not completely destroy them and will soon give them some relief. I will not use Shishak to pour out my anger on Jerusalem, but they will become his subjects, so they will know the difference between serving me and serving earthly rulers." So King Shishak of Egypt came up and attacked Jerusalem. He ransacked the treasuries of the Lord's temple and the royal palace. He stole everything, including all the gold shields Solomon had made. King Rehoboam later replaced them with bronze shields as substitutes, and he entrusted them to the care of the commanders of the guard who protected the entrance to the royal palace. Whenever the king went to the temple of the Lord, the guards would also take the shields and then return them to the guard room. Because Rehoboam humbled himself, the Lord's anger was turned away, and he did not destroy him completely. There were still some good things in the land of Judah. King Rehoboam firmly established himself in Jerusalem and continued to rule. He was 41 years old when he became king, and he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city of the Lord had the city the Lord had chosen from among all the tribes of Israel as the place to honor his name. Rehoboam's mother was Naamah, a woman from Ammon. But he was an evil king, for he did not seek the Lord with all his heart. The rest of the events of Rehoboam's reign, from beginning to end, are recorded in the record of Shemaiah, the prophet, and the record of Iddo, the seer, which are part of the genealogical record. Rehoboam and Jeroboam were continually at war with each other. When Rehoboam died, he was buried in the city of David. His son Ahijah became the next king. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we're reading through the Word of God. Father, anoint us afresh with the Spirit of grace. Help us to be wise enough to set a goal of reading at least 3 chapters in your Word every day, and help us to be wise enough to help and guide our children to read 3 chapters out loud to us daily as well, and thus be blessed with the blessing that follows. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back. Mosaic with Tremble. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Continue now reading through the Word of God as we pick up in the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. Then I saw a scroll in the right hand of the one who was sitting on the throne. He was writing on the inside and the outside of the scroll, and it was sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a strong angel who shouted with a loud voice, who is worthy to break the seals on this scroll and open it. But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll and read it. Then I began to weep bitterly because no one was found worthy to open the scroll and read it. But one of the 24 elders said to me, "Stop weeping. Look, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the heir to David's throne, has won the victory. He is worthy to open the scroll and its seven seals." Then I saw a lamb that looked as if it had been slaughtered, but it was now standing between the throne and the four living beings and among the 24 elders. He had seven horns and seven eyes, which represent the sevenfold Spirit of God that is sent out into every part of the earth. He stepped forward and took the scroll from the right hand of the one sitting on the throne. And when he took the scroll, the four living beings and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they held gold bowls filled with incense, which are the prayers of God's people. And they sang a new song with these words, "You are worthy to take the scroll and break its seals and open it. For you were slaughtered, and your blood has ransomed people for God, from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you have caused them to become a kingdom of priests for our God, and they will reign on the earth." Then I looked again, and I heard the voices of thousands and millions of angels around the throne and of the living beings and the elders. And they sang with a mighty chorus, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slaughtered to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." And then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and in the sea. They sang, "Blessing and honor and glory and power belong to the one sitting on the throne and to the Lamb and to the Lamb forever and ever." And the four living beings said, "Amen." And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped the Lamb. Revelation chapter 6. As I watched, the Lamb broke the first of the seven seals on the scroll. Then I heard one of the four living beings with a voice like thunder, "Come." I looked up and saw a white horse standing there. Its rider carried a bow, and a crown was placed on his head. He rode out to win many battles and gain the victory. When the Lamb broke the second seal, I heard the second living being say, "Come." Then another horse appeared, a red one. Its rider was given a mighty sword and the authority to take peace from the earth. And there was war and slaughter everywhere. When the Lamb broke the third seal, I heard the third living being say, "Come." I looked up and saw a black horse, and its rider was holding a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard a voice from among the four living beings say, "A loaf of wheat bread or three loaves of barley will cost a day's pay, and don't waste the olive oil and wine." When the Lamb broke the fourth seal, I heard the fourth living being say, "Come." I looked up and saw a horse whose color was pale green. Its rider was named Death, and his companion was the Grave. These two were given authority over one-fourth of the earth to kill with the sword and famine and disease and wild animals. When the Lamb broke the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of all who had been martyred for the word of God and for being faithful to their testimony. They shouted to the Lord and said, "O sovereign Lord, holy and true, how long before you judge the people who belong to this world and avenge our blood for what they have done to us?" Then a white robe was given to each of them, and they were told to rest a little longer until the full number of their brothers and sisters, their fellow servants of Jesus, who were to be martyred, had joined them. I watched as the Lamb broke the sixth seal, and there was a great earthquake. The sun became as dark as black cloth, and the moon became as red as blood. Then the stars of the sky fell to the earth like green figs falling from a tree shaken by a strong wind. The sky was rolled up like a scroll, and all of the mountains and islands were moved from their places. Then everyone, the kings of the earth, the rulers, the generals, the wealthy, the powerful, and every slave and free person, all hid themselves in the caves and among the rocks of the mountains. And they cried to the mountains and the rocks, "Fall on us and hide us from the face of the one who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath has come, and who is able to survive?" Revelation chapter 7. Then I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds, so they did not blow on the earth or the sea, or even on any tree. And I saw another angel coming up from the east, carrying the seal of the living God. And he shouted to those four angels who had been given power to harm land and sea, "Wait, don't harm the land or the sea or the trees until we have placed the seal of God on the foreheads of his servants." And I heard how many were marked with the seal of God. 144,000 were sealed from all the tribes of Israel. From Judah, 12,000. From Reuben, 12,000. From Gad, 12,000. From Asher, 12,000. From Naphtali, 12,000. From Manasseh, 12,000. From Simeon, 12,000. From Levi, 12,000. From Issachar, 12,000. From Zebulun, 12,000. From Joseph, 12,000, from Benjamin, 12,000. After this, I saw a vast crowd, too great to count, from every nation and tribe and people and language, standing in front of the throne and before the Lamb. They were clothed in white robes and held palm branches in their hands. And they were shouting with a great roar, "Salvation comes from our God, who sits on the throne, and from the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living beings. And they fell before the throne with their faces to the ground and worshiped God. They sang, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and strength belong to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the 24 elders asked me, "Who are these who are clothed in white? Where did they come from?" And I said to him, "Sir, you are the one who knows." Then he said to me, "These are the ones who died in the great tribulation. They have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb and made them white. That is why they stand in front of God's throne and serve him day and night in this temple." Verses 1 through 19, Revelation chapter 7. Thank you, Lord, once again for your word. Thank you for the power and the grace that rests upon your word. Thank you, Lord, for the very powerful and insightful and tremendous messages, specifically of the book of Revelation and the insight it gives us about the end times. More and more, help us to be believers that are wise enough to read these words of wisdom and power and to heed them and to walk in their wisdom and their counsel. Thank you for your word and the chance to read and listen to your word daily. And more, help us to be a people that are committed to filling our hearts, our minds, our lives with your word. And help us to be wise not only to do that for ourselves, but help us to be wise enough to teach and train our children to fill their hearts, their minds, and their lives with your precious and powerful word as well. We thank you and we praise you for the opportunity to do just that. More and more, help us to read it daily for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, as we usually do before we end the broadcast, if you're one who is listening and you know you have never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or you're just not sure where you stand with your relationship with God and you desire to be saved and to be someone who knows they belong to Jesus, if you'd like to make that step and commit your life to Christ, would you simply, from your heart, pray this prayer with me right now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came into the world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things that I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, today, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer and committed your life to Christ, we want to be in touch with you. Please be sure and email us. My email, joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We definitely want to get to you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong and put down roots deep in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, that email, joseph@afr.net. If you'd like to get a copy of the prayer tool that we shared earlier, prayer tool entitled Kingdom Prayer, same email, joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get it to you. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.